Hello, and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're talking about VGM's Heartland Show. The annual expo and conference is making its return on June 13th through 15th in VGM's hometown of Waterloo, Iowa. And there's a lot of excitement about the upcoming event. Here to talk about the show is Jill Blazer. Jill is the design and development manager at VGM Education. She's the also the conference chair of VGM Heartland. Jill, welcome to the podcast. Great to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me.
I really appreciate you making the time. I think everybody's excited about getting back to this event. You know, bearing that in mind, while VGM held a mixed virtual and in-person Heartland last year, it feels like this year's kind of marking Heartland's big return to a real in-person event. I'm curious, how are you feeling and how is the Heartland team feeling about that?
Yeah, of course, we're excited to welcome everybody back to Waterloo in person again. We're very conscious of the fact that there are a lot of feelings about COVID, and so we've been working closely with the pandemic task force that we have. We do not live in the same world that we did pre-COVID. Some things just look a little bit different, and that's okay. Our team has worked really hard to be respectful of everybody and where they stand on COVID and still try to have a great event. We're so excited to have everybody come back to Waterloo. Yeah, working closely with our task force to make sure that we make the safest decisions to have a live event.
That's great. I didn't even know you guys had a task force. That's brilliant. So I'm curious, are you getting any feedback from the VGM members? Are they excited as well?
Definitely. They're excited. Everybody loves Heartland. We got a lot of great feedback last year with having an in-person event and also offering the virtual when that made sense. People are ready to come back again, come to Waterloo and see what's new. Excited to experience our hometown hospitality, our Iowa nice, and while they get the best education in the industry.
Okay, so an all live event. I'm curious, will this year's edition be featuring any new offerings, you know, either in terms of the education or the social events or anything like that?
There's always something new. Heartland wouldn't be Heartland without something different.
Yeah, there you go. You guys are always seem to be innovating. So what do you got coming?
So Monday night, the hog roast. We've always had the hog roast, but there's always something fresh at the hog roast. Fireworks will still be happening. A little bit different location. We shoot off the bridge and there's construction that just happens. It's construction season. So we're shooting the fireworks from a little bit different location, but they'll still be there and huge, impressive show. There's going to be a new VGM group, some volunteers that are going to show off some talent that we're super excited about.
Okay.
Any more than that.
Okay. No spoilers.
Monday afternoon so pre-conference Monday morning is not a social event, but it's included in registration. So people should take advantage of it. But in the afternoon, all the fun starts and there's a new event, a sip and paint. So like a little art and wine experience at the VGM farm. That's going to be led by one of our local artists and who is actually a VGM employee's wife.
How neat.
She's great. We have a local dairy farm, not the VGM farm, a different farm that people can sign up for that experience. And it's milking a cow and making butter and ice cream. There are kangaroos at this farm. I've never actually been there. I've heard it's an amazing time. I've never milked a cow and I'm from Iowa. So I don't know, maybe I'll try to make it out there, but you can sign up for that online also. Just lots of new stuff. Wednesday night, the farewell at the farm. Our theme this year is the Grand Slam at the farm. And this is gonna be an event that's well worth sticking around for. Iowa, we're proud of the Field of Dreams and our baseball history. Even though we don't have a Major League Baseball team, we have the Field of Dreams. And so we are bringing that to our farm, the VGM farm, with our own field and a little bit of a game going on out there. There's going to be all kinds of like ballpark foods and grilling and live band, and Wednesday night's going to be a good time at the farm. So wear favorite jerseys and come out to the farm on Wednesday night.
All righty. And then on the conference side, do you have any new sessions or tracks that you think are going to be a hit with the attendees?
You know, I've been doing Heartland for I've been at VGM 12 years. I think this is my 11th. Mm-hmm. This is hands down the best education track I've ever seen.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
There is just packed. Billing and reimbursement is always really popular.
Yep.
Our business leadership and people strategy track is going to be a good draw. We have a lot of new speakers, great lineup of speakers, topics ranging from mental health, data, HR, managing others, building trust, self-improvement, so many topics that we've never touched on deeply at Heartland. And I think that's going to be really helpful.
Tell me this, what inspired you guys to add that track to the lineup? That's a really interesting one.
So we've had business leadership and people strategy for a couple of years, but like I said earlier, we live in a different world. Mm-hmm. Mental health is so important, especially in our industry, and so many people that are caring for patients, and a lot of people working remote, and those that can't are out, you know, helping patients, and mental health is just really important. So we tried to fit some of that in, but yeah, the people strategy track, we're taking that seriously.
Does that also include like topics like professional development?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, love it. Love it. Oh, that's really cool. Okay. And of course you guys have the expo, thinking about that, what can attendees expect this year? Anything new, anything different?
We have a full exhibit hall again. We are happy to see all of our manufacturer partners coming back.
There you go.
They're excited to be in person as well. A lot of the same vendor partners, but then also a lot of new ones, new software partners, new products, new innovations.
And you guys do a reception during the expo hours at some point, don't you?
Yes. Yep. On Tuesday night, I think it's 4 to 7. The exhibit hall grand opening, and there's a reception during that, followed by the community dinners.
That's phenomenal. I always love that. Okay. If I recall correctly, the convention center has gotten a remodel as well. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. People who are maybe a return attendees to Heartland expect to see something different at the Five Sullivan Brothers Convention Center? Or I think they're even calling it something different now. Maybe I've got that wrong. Is it still the Five Sullivan Brothers or is it something else?
It's the Waterloo Convention Center. And I think the area around it is still something with the Five Sullivan Brothers.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
An important thing to the Waterloo community, but the convention center is the Waterloo Convention Center. I wish that people could see my smile, and I hope they can hear it. That building is impressive. I've been there a few times now as they've progressed in the construction, and it exceeded expectations. I'm thrilled with the outcome. It's a great space. It's bright, lots of windows.
Cool.
It's very welcoming. It is to VGM standards. We're going to be proud to show it off. If you haven't ever been to Heartland, you won't know what you can compare it to, but anybody who's been here before will be very impressed. It's cool. A great space.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Okay. And bearing that in mind, it's not too late to attend the show. If anybody's listening to this podcast and they want to learn more about Heartland or register for the show, where should they go online?
VGMHeartland.com. And online registration is available through June 6th. And after that point, we have to close it off to get things squared away on our end. But on-site registration is always available.
Awesome. Well, Jill, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I love to talk about Heartland.
Thanks again to Jill for visiting the podcast. I'm really looking forward to that show. Again, you can learn more about VGM Heartland and register for the event at vgmheartland.com. That's easy enough to remember, but again, vgmheartland.com. Okay, I think we'll wrap things up for today's episode. But before I do that, I have a question. Do you want to help the HME Business Podcast reach more HME providers? Then take a quick second and rate and review this episode. Also, please, if you haven't done so already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that is happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to click subscribe on the print magazine there as well. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via email at D as in David, K-O, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin at 1105 Media. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering important HME business topics like VGM Heartland and other industry events. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.